A pleasant morning to each and everyone. A morning greeting in the name of the Lord Jesus. I am back in this platform, and I had not joined the last virtual fellowship since we have had bad internet connection, and so I am happy this time. I can now join you in this platform, the daily devotion, and it's my lot this week to share to you little thoughts from the Word of God each morning, and so we pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you this morning for your grace. Thank you for bringing us another day of our lives with you. Thank you for waking us again in this fine morning with your presence. And Lord, we commit unto your hands our lives today. Give us a great day ahead. And with your guidance, O Lord, may we please you with everything that we shall be doing. And even in this whole week, Father God, may your blessing be upon each and every one of us as we open the pages of the scriptures each morning and reflect on the scriptures. May you give us some other miles to walk closer to you as we journey this week in your holy word. And this we ask and give you thanks in the precious name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Now, let us open our Bibles to 1 John. 1 John chapter 3, verse 17. 1 John chapter 3, verse 17. But whoso hath this world's good, and seeth his brother have need, and shutteth up his bowels of compassion from him, how dwelleth the love of God in him? And in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 25, 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 25 to 28. Verse 25, that there should be no schism in the body, but that the members should have the same care for one another. And whether one member suffer, all the members suffer with it, or one member be honored, all members rejoice with it. Now ye are the body of Christ, and members in particular. And God has set some in the church, first apostles, secondarily prophets, thirdly teachers, and after that miracles, then gifts of healings, helps, governments, diversities of thanks. Amen. Now, today and until Wednesday, I'll be sharing to you a thought, and allow me to give a title on this thought that I am going to share. And if you allow me, I will entitle this Bowels of Compassion. Bowels of Compassion. From the book of John that we are that we read, we have this phrase, bowels of compassion. Amen. Now, as for today, let me have a short foundation. Let me lay a short foundation for tomorrow and Wednesday. Just a short message today to start. Now, we know that the church is the body of Christ. And we are the church. Amen. We believe that the church is not an organization. We are not an organization. We believe that the church is an organism, a living organism. The church is a living organism as long as it is connected to her head, which is Christ, the Word. But if the body is separated from the head, the body is dead. So is the church. If it will be separated from the head, which is Christ, the Word, then the church will be dead. Amen. This is just like what our Lord Jesus Christ was telling in the book of John, that I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me ye can do nothing. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch, and is withered. Amen, is withered. And men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burnt. Amen. And so here, when a branch is cast off, is cut off from the vine, that branch will die eventually. It is because the real life is in the vine. Amen. And so is the body. The church, when it separates itself from Christ, which is the head, the church will eventually die. Because real life comes only from the head. Real life is only in Christ. Amen. True life comes only from Christ, the Word of God. He is the head of the church that sustains the body. Amen. Now, a normal body has different parts. And if the body is normal, all parts function as one. They will have one purpose, one goal, and that is to accomplish, to satisfy that which the head wills to accomplish. Amen. And Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 12 to 21, 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 12 to 21, we read, "For as the body is one, and hath many members, and all the members of that body, that one body being many, are one body, so also is Christ. For by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and have been all made to drink one Spirit. For the body is not one member, but many. If the foot shall say, because I am not the hand, I am not the body, is it therefore not of the body? And if the ear shall say, because I am not the eye, I am not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? If the whole body were an eye, where were the hearing? If the whole body were hearing, where were the smelling? But now hath God set the members every one of them in the body as it hath pleased him. And if they were all one member, they were the body. But now they are many members, yet but one body. And the eye cannot say unto the hand, I have no need of thee, nor again the head to the feet, I have no need of you." Now, amen. See that? Every member just does their part for the accomplishment of what the head is trying to accomplish. And that which pleases the head, that is a normal body. Amen. And then let me say that the body of the Lord, the church, is for sure a normal body. A body that the Lord himself takes care of. Amen. A body that the Lord nourishes each day as he feed her with the word. As the word said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word, every word. Amen. We are fed by every word which come out from the mouth of God. Amen. Now, in these current days, there are people who are born abnormal. I mean, there are those whose body parts are not in coordination with one another. And in the this is called DCD or developmental coordination disorder. And a person who is born with this kind of abnormality has difficulty in coordinating movements such as climbing, catching balls, or completing a task, or for example a handwriting task, or getting dressed. Now, why? This is because sometimes with this disorder, the two hands are not in proper coordination, or the hands are not in coordination with the feet, and so on. And this is a terrible disorder, an inborn disorder. But we know that the body of Christ is a normal body, and it consists of parts having active reflexes. Amen. Christ is making sure that his body is in order. God is a God of order. Amen. God is even nourishing the church in such a way that each part receives nourishment due for it. Amen. Now, Paul said in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 16, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 16, from whom the whole body fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, maketh increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. Amen. Now, in International Standard Version Bible, we can read, in whom the whole body is united and held together by every ligament with which it is supplied, and its individual part does its job. The body builds itself in love. Okay. Wow. And that's clear enough. The body is united. Amen. The real body of Christ is united because of that one head, which is Christ, in whom or from whom the whole body is united. From whom? From the head, who is Christ. The body is working united and held together or fitly joined together. And because of that, every part receives increase, and the whole body is edified in love. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So see that. God is nourishing the church in such a way that each part receives nourishment. And there is a coordination between each part of the body, which is the church. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Now, so the spiritual body of Christ has many parts. The Bible said in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 28, and God hath set some in the church, first apostles, secondarily prophets, thirdly teachers, after that miracles, then gifts of healings, helps. Okay, then helps is a gift. Amen. Governments, diversities of tongues. Amen. So there are diversities of gifts God give to the members of the body of Christ. And these are the parts that Paul was mentioning. The apostles are the mouths that lay the foundational teaching. Amen. The prophets are the ears and the eyes that see heavenly events and bring it to the people. And the evangelists are the eyes that see heavenly promises, and the mouths that tell people how glorious the things that God is preparing for them that love Him. Amen. The pastors are the hands and hearts of the body that cares for the flock of God. Amen. The teachers are the mouth that speaks more specific and closer view of spiritual things. Amen. The missionaries, they are the feet, so beautiful that they bring good news, good tidings, the gospel to the people. Amen. The different hands and hearts that do miracles, do healings, healing ministry, hands that always give. Amen. The gift of, and that is the gift of helps. Amen. A heart so concerned in leading, and that is the gift of governments. And the mouth that speaks clearly on our own language, and that is the gift of thanks. Now, all these gifts are united. Amen. They are united because of that one head, which is Christ. They function as the head wills. Amen. Amen. So that's it, brothers and sisters. The body of Christ is a normal body. And God so fitly joined them together to achieve a purpose, and that is to edify the body of Christ. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So tomorrow, we will see how God let these body parts do their share in the body. Tomorrow, we will know how these genuine gifts work for the edification of the body of Christ. Okay? Do they need somebody to tell them this is what you'll do? Or do they need that the pastor will tell this, who you are in the body, and so do this and do that? Would it be like that? And so this is our for today. God bless you all. Have a great day in God's holy presence. Amen. Amen.